Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know what? If God wants you to go to Africa, you'll love it. Sean and Lisa down here just love being on the mission field. Man, they just want to be on a mission field. They love it. I remember Bobby and Lynn Crow have been in Mexico for 20-something years, and they raised all of their kids, had all of their kids, raised all of their kids down there, and they love it. They are so thankful that their kids didn't grow up in the United States. They come here to visit, but they couldn't imagine living in the United States. You know what? If God sends you to some place, you'll love it. I don't know if any of you ever seen Pritchett, Colorado, but if that's not the end of the world, you can see it from Pritchett. It's that close. And yet I love Pritchett, Colorado. They nearly tarred and feathered us. But I love living in Pritchett, Colorado, a little place of 144 people. You know, if God sends you someplace, you'll love it. So God's thoughts towards you are thoughts of peace and not of evil. He's got a good plan for you, and it may not be exactly what you're thinking of, but I guarantee you, if you would surrender, God made you. Everything in you is created to fulfill a purpose. And if you are like going to a job to where you're just bored with your job, if it's not challenging, if when you get up and go to work, if it isn't something that you love to do, then the chances are that you're missing God. That's not always true. It could be that you are not focused on God correctly and you need to get some things straight. But I believe with a large number of people, it's because you're doing something God doesn't want you to be doing. There is a Holy Ghost dissatisfaction on the inside of you. God is trying to give you a dissatisfaction, and you're praying for peace and can't understand why you don't have it. It's because God doesn't want you to be doing what you're doing, and the spirit within you is grieved. And you're trying to find satisfaction some other way. There is nothing like doing what God called you to do. And His thoughts towards you are peace. He has an expected end for you. And then in verse 12 it says, "Then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart." Now that is a passage that not many people quote. Most people have heard Jeremiah 29:11. And we talk about God has a good plan for you and thoughts of peace to give you an expected end or a hope in a future, I believe one of the translations says, and different ways of phrasing it. We all know that, but then it goes on to say that you shall seek and you shall find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. God has a plan, but it's not going to be revealed to you if you just take this approach that, "God, I'll give you 5 minutes before my favorite show comes on, and if you can change my life and show me what to do in the next 5 minutes so that it doesn't interrupt my TV schedule, then have at it. Here's my little devotion. God, you've got 5 minutes each day to change my life." That's not seeking with all of your heart. Here's another way of saying it. As long as you can live without knowing what God's will for your life is, you will. But when you get to a place to where, "God, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I am not going to live this way. You've got a purpose for my life, and I will find it out, and that's my priority." And man, when you put God first, God will show up big time. God will reveal Himself to you. God will begin to reveal. But remember, it says that you shall seek and you shall find when you search with all of your heart. So remember that God gave us a command not to be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Every one of us should know what God's will for our life is. You should have an assurance, a witness that you are doing what God created you to do. Now, there's also steps and stages. You know, there was times when I was pastor in a church that I knew I was doing what God called me to do, but it wasn't a perfect fit because in retrospect, that was training for me. And it wasn't my final resting place. It wasn't the exact thing that God wanted me to do. It was what He wanted me to do at that time. And I had an assurance I was on track, but I still knew that there was more. I knew that I wasn't doing everything that God called me to do. You might be in a position like that, and you might be able to say, "I know I'm not, you know, fulfilling everything that God has for me. But as long as you are in process, as long as you're moving in that direction, as long as you are taking the steps that God is showing you, that's fine. But there's a lot of people that are just totally unwise. They don't have a clue if they're doing what God told them to do. You aren't going to be the salt and the light that God intended you to be until you are understanding what the will of the Lord is. Until you get into the place that God called you to be. You need to be there. You know, I had somebody come up to me this morning and they said they are here and they've really been touched by these meetings and they really want to come to Cares Bible College, but they've already enrolled in Billy Joe Daugherty's Bible College. And they say that I know that God told me to go there. And you know what? I was talking to him and I said, well, man, this is a great place right here, but Billy Joe Daugherty's Bible College is good too. And if you know that that's where God sent you, then you need to go. And he says, but I really like this message. And I said, if you know, you know, if you play the God card on me, I'm not going to argue with you. If you say that God told you to do something, well, I might question whether you really heard God. But if you say that God told you to do it, I wouldn't tell anybody to skip out on some other Bible college and come here if God told you to go to another one. You know, you could get the teaching that I've got off of TV or off of tapes or video or something else, and you could go somewhere else, and it may be that there's a contact there. Maybe you're going to meet your mate there. Maybe you're going to meet a person that you'll be working with the rest of your life. God can lead us. You just need to do what God tells you to do. And it's not that hard. It's not that hard. I could get plumb off the subject. But you know, the scripture says, these are the scriptures that God used to change my life. I was seeking what God's will for my life was. And he used Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This isn't for just super saints. This is for every one of us. This is reasonable. If Jesus died for us, the least we could do is live for him and find out what he's got for us to do. And then the second verse says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The way you find God's will is by just giving yourself totally over to God and saying, God, here I am. Instead of praying, God, use me, what you need to pray is say, God, make me usable. And you make yourself available, God wants to use you more than you want to be used. The Lord is looking for laborers. It says in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to show himself strong in behalf of those who are perfect in his sight. God is here tonight. This is part of the earth. The Holy Spirit is here tonight looking for people. If you just open up and say, God, here am I. And if you gave yourself with your whole heart seeking God, I guarantee you God would start supernaturally moving in your life to change your life, to put you into the right direction and to make things come to pass. He would put you in the place that he created you to be, and your light would shine like you've never seen it shine before. You know, when I was pastoring a church, at that time, it was the right thing for me to do. I didn't go to Bible school. As far as I knew, there weren't Bible schools or there weren't any that appealed to me. And I didn't go to a Bible school. And so my training was the school of hard knocks. God just, you know, it's like throwing your kid out in the deep end and they learn how to swim. And once you get out of the sack, it's not too bad. Amen. Get untied, you can make it. But God just threw me out there, and we learned a lot of things by hard knocks. And anyway, what was my point in that? I got sidetracked. I forgot what I was saying about that. But anyway, I think I was just illustrating that, you know what, you don't have to be the sharpest person. When I was pastoring, it was God's will at that time, and I loved it. But you know what? I wasn't really suited for pastoring. Some of you probably could believe that. I'm not the compassionate kind. I'm not the kind that is just so gracious. I just tend to nuke them till they glow and shoot them in the dark. Amen. That's the way that I do it. And so you know what? My light wasn't really shining in accomplishing what it was supposed to do when I was a pastor. I just wasn't suited to be a pastor, and yet I loved it, and that's what God led me to do for a period of time. But you know, the very first time I ever left being a pastor, I was on radio, and it was supernatural how God started us on radio, and I came to Colorado Springs, and I advertised that we were going to have a meeting, and I didn't know if anybody would show up or what. And we held a meeting. It used to be called the Sheridan. It's something right. Anyway, it's up here at the intersection of Academy and I-25. We rented a hotel room, had about 300 people show up, which just totally shocked me, totally surprised me. And I got up and ministered. And I don't know how to describe this to you, but it was completely different than pastoring a church. When I stood up, there was an ease, there was an anointing, there was a flow. I mean, things worked nearly effortlessly. It was so easy compared to ministering in church. It was just unbelievable. And I don't believe that it's just because traveling and ministering the way I do is easier. It was just what God called me to do. And when I moved into this, things began to work that just didn't work before. And I was serving God the entire time. And I believe at the time I was in the will of God following the steps that He had given me. But there was a difference when you walk into that area. I believe that Charlie and Jill are going to see this. When they get to where they are training people, part of what they shared was that, you know, they are now reaching an age. They're in their 50s now. Charlie hit 50. I don't know if Jill has. I won't say. But they're thinking about that, you know what, we've got to reproduce ourselves. And this was in their heart. And you're going to experience that, man, you just hit a stride. There is a different anointing on you as you get further and further and further into the things that God wants you to do.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 6th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 6th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Again today, I would like to encourage any of you who have not yet become partners with us to join up and become partners. You know, there's about 1% of the people who actually receive from these programs who ever ride in and help us financially. And I'm not complaining about this. I'm just saying that it ought to be much greater. It really should be. You know, I believe that these truths need to get out to everybody in the world, but I can't do it by myself. I'm willing to make the programs. I'm willing to do all of the work, but we need people to help us. How can they preach except they be sent? I'm asking you to send me. I'm asking you to pray about it and then call and become a monthly partner with us today.